Cambridge town, in the county down, one morning last July. Down the Boreen came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome elf that I pinched myself for to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Quay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I, to a passerby, who's that maid with the nut brown hair? And he smiled at me and he said to me, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the band, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Quay, and from Galway. Oh, it's like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shine bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is a rust-colored brown. Until smiling bright by my own firelight is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Quay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. So about 3 years ago, my then 5-year-old asked me, what's that song about, Dad? And I thought about it, and I thought, well, it's about some guy that sees somebody and he makes the foolish decision that, based on what she looked like, this is the one for me. It's tune time.
Next song, the next two songs that you play together are both by a blind Irish harper from the 1700s. His name is Turlough O'Carolan, and he's generally considered to be the last of the true Irish troubadours who traveled around, and his place in society was to play music and entertain. And also the musicians of that time had an important place in the society, that they commented on the decisions of the elite, or the kings, the leaders in the community. So they were really in a very powerful position. And eventually the English saw that they needed to wipe out that layer of society in order to break down Irish culture. So most harps were burned, musicians were imprisoned, killed, sent to other countries. but we have a little over 200 Turlough Carolans tunes. The first one is Shebeg Shemor, which means Big Hill of Fairies, Little Hill of Fairies, and the second one is The Shepherd's Wife.
We're only going to play about 149 of them.
Yeah. We hope you brought some protein along with your popcorn.
For a match. Thank you. That was a medley. As is this. This starts with a tune. I can't remember the older name. Another name for it was Banks, a band which was referred to in the first song we did, the Star of the County Down.
Slain.
Okay. It's also more familiar to most of us as Be Thou My Vision or Lord of All Hopefulness. And its origins predate Christianity. And the bridges of the gap. The second one is something that there are very few jigs you find in the Lutheran hymn book. and usually when you do, they kind of switched them to 4-4 time. I'll brave that one. Turns us back to you know, this is sort of part of the old acoustic style, trying to do anything you can, or if I, you know, sit in your lap or something, hear the guitar part a little better.
Because we're only thinking of you.
You. And you.
Okay, there's something else.
Now this song, I don't think we've been able to figure out where we got it, so if you do know where this came from, tell us.
Bob Dylan.
No, this is from my dentist. It's one more year this mountain field I'll till. It's one more year this mountain field I'll till. No stones nor buried sticks again can play me tricks. I wish I knew my darling's heart as well. When it was fine and dry, I prayed for rain. When it was fine and dry, I prayed for rain. But when the raindrops fall and all the leaves grow tall, it's then I pray the sun would shine again.
Yeah.
But there's a reason they're a marching instrument.
Oscar Wilde said of the bagpipes, "Thank God there's no smell." So now that we have your olfactory senses engaged,
just pay attention now.
There's always a lead. This next piece is an Irish tune called Heather on the Moor. I woke out on a bright May morning, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to roam far, far from home, among the beautiful blue and heather. It's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. I chanced to roam far, far from home, among the beautiful blue and heather. It's heather on the moor. As I rode along with the hunting song, me heart as light as any feather. I met a pretty maid along. She was tripping the dew down from the heather. It's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. I met a pretty maid along the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather. It's heather on the moor. Oh, where are you going to be pretty fairy? To hill or dale, come tell me whether. I modestly, she answered me, to the feeding of me lambs together. Over the moor and among the heather, I modestly, she answered me, to the feeding of me lambs together, and it's heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and down we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat till the red setting beams of the sun came smiling down among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather, we sat till the red setting.
Oh, bonnie Portmore, I am sorry to perceive such a woeful destruction of your ornament tree. For it stood on your shore for many's the long day, till the long boats from Antrim came to float it away. Oh, Bonnyportmore, you shine where you stand, and the more I think on you, the more I think long. If I had you now as I had once before, all the lords of old England would not purchase Portmore. All the birds in the forest, they bitterly weep, saying, where shall we shelter? Where shall we sleep? For the oak and the ash, they are all cut and down. Walls of Bonnyportmore are all down to the ground. Oh, Bonnyportmore, you shine where you stand, and the more I think on you, the more I think long. If I had you now as I had once before, all the lords of old England would not purchase.
Tomorrow night we're going to play a contra dance, which is lots of reels and jigs and a few waltzes, and our friend David's going to call it and teach us all to dance if we don't know how already. Except for me, of course. I'll be hiding behind the guitar and the piano. And this is, whoops, the wrong guitar. And this is a little bit different arrangement of one of the tunes that we'll be dancing to tomorrow, or two of the tunes that we'll be dancing to tomorrow.
Sometime in the mid-80s, I was on a boat going up to, I think, play for a dance at Stehekin. And I heard Ray McKeever play a penny whistle on The Lady of the Lake, and I thought, somebody make him stop. No. I thought, I want to play like that. And, so 12 years later, look where I am. Still living below the poverty level.
Just like that.
12 years older.
You know, I'm missing my G whistle. That looks so fun.
It's with the air guitar.
How many holes
with the air?
Commercials were created on the radio so that the musicians could tune. I'm between songs. There we go.
One morning in May, I spied a young couple, they was making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier, a brave volunteer. Good morning, said he, and where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. They had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew. and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing. Time to give o'er. Oh no, kind soldier, play one tune more, for I'd rather hear your fiddle and the touch of one string than to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. Oh soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, pretty maiden, that never shall be, for I've a wife down in London and children twice three, two wives, and the army is too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay there a year. It's often I'll think of you, my little dear. And when I return, it will be in the spring, just to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. Just to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Thank you. You know, it says, what's that phrase he uses on? Little. I always think of this really small person.
My little deer?
My little deer. What?
Ursula.
I'm sure he's referring to a mammal. My little fawn, see that? My little deer.
Are you quite done?
Tell us about this.
A few years ago, I was asked to write a piece of music for the baptism of a friend's newborn. And while I was working on that and hauling my harp around the city of Seattle, I also had a friend who was in the hospital dying with AIDS. And so at a downtown bus stop, on my way to visit him and also thinking about these two people, one at the end of his life and the other at the beginning, I wrote this song on a very windy, in a windy city canyon. And this is called Safe Passage. Thank you.
Shout and sing my life away. It won't be long before these bones turn to clay.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking, child, in my mind. I'll tell you lies, I'll tell you dreams that you won't mind. I'll tell you lies, I'll tell you dreams I know that you won't mind. There's something there that's out of reach I can find. I'll tell you what I'm seeing, child, everywhere. It may be only a small part of what is there. It may be only a small part of what is really there. But I'll stumble like a blind one, child, without fear. I'll tell you what I'm hearing, child, all the time. I'm hearing songs and melodies within my mind. I'm hearing songs and melodies, and when they're out of mind, I'll hear the sweetest piece of all left behind. I'll show you how I'm living, child, every day. I may not fall down on my knees and start to pray. I may not fall down on my knees in worship or to pray. But there's reverence in my laughter, child, anyway. I'll show you who I'm loving, child, every day. And to my fellow people, child, these words I'll say. And to all my fellow people, child, these loving words I'll say. And I'll shake these bones and shout and sing my life away.
Gotta put these on in the right order or I can't get out.
I've been warned that this surface sometimes causes harmful glare.
We were a little troubled.
Objects are closer than the
other. Oh, is nothing sacred anymore?
I'll be using that one.
That's part of the beauty of it.
Saying all this while this is a song about a guy in Ireland that makes a lot out of a little. He wouldn't have bought a sports utility vehicle to get to the Safeway, you know. I'm working with this one here now. So this phenomena of driving down, there's a lot of accidents, you know, on these roads these days, especially since people spend all their money on the sports utility vehicles, so they won't pay any taxes to fix the roads, which of course the Les Schwab dealer loves that because the tires are going, you know. And but then they're driving with their cell phone with one hand and drinking their latte in the other. So we're having these accidents, and not to mention all the ear burns that people are getting by accident, which has almost nothing to do with it. But But there's this one stretch on I-5 between Seattle and Portland that there aren't too many accidents because there's these big ruts in the road that you can hardly, you know, you're standing in the lane. The infrastructure is falling apart, and we'll just sing the song. Let it fall apart, I guess. In the west end of Derby lived a working man. He said, I can't fly, but my pigeons can. When I set them free, seems a part of me gets lifted up on shining. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft laid down the yard. In a rented house in Brook Street, where life was hard. And Charlie had a dream, and in 1913, Charlie bred a pigeon and made his dreams come true. There was gonna be a champion race from Italy. Got out the maps, all that land and sea. Charlie, you'll lose that bird, but Charlie never hurt. He put it in a basket and he sent it off to Rome. But on the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds got blown away, were never seen again. Charlie, I told you so. Well, I'm sure by now you know. When you're living in the West End, there ain't many dreams come true. Yeah, I know, but I had to try. A man can crawl around, or he can learn to fly. And if you live around here, the ground seems awful near. Sometimes you need a lift from victory. Charlie, it's the king of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Oh, come outside, he's perched up on your roof. Come on down, your majesty. I always knew you'd make it back to me. Come on down, you lovely. My dreams come true. In the west end of Derby lived a working man.
Okay. Okay.
three dance tunes. The first one is called Don't Bite. It's a jig that I wrote one night when I was hitchhiking from Seattle back to home in Manson over on Lake Chelan. And I didn't get there until the next morning, so I spent a lot of time walking that night. And I had a bunch of new penny whistles in my backpack, so I walked along the road and played penny whistles and met all the farm dogs between Wenatchee and Manson. So the full title of this jig is Don't Bite My Ass. It came tearing out of every ditch. The second tune is called Give Me Your Hand, and it's by another blind Irish harper who lived, I think, about 75 years before Turlough, Blind Rory Kane was his name. And the last tune is a song that Rolf made up, or composed.
This is sort of a made-up thing. It's really not a true story. Well, it is, I guess. I don't know. It's called Progress. It has something to do with, formerly being a filing clerk and then making French fries. Sort of the transfer of the sort of office thing, moved out by the high-tech industry and now into this booming service sector, which we're also great for, which is going to redeem our economy. Shall we proceed? Let's do that. I think you start this.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you.
Thank you.
until we get to those other 143 harp pieces.
Then we'll take a 10-minute break.
Okay, we're staying home by the nose.
Started out in Ireland with this tune, but with a different set of words, and it migrated with people to the area in Louisiana around some lakes there called the Lakes of Pontchartrain. And so it became peopled and florid and fauned by a whole different set of creatures in that environment.
And really, this song's probably got the worst pickup line in history.
And it's not to be assumed that just because I sing it this, I'm straight.
Or that he drives a Chevy.
Or that I've ever wrestled alligators.
Anything.
Shall we?
Let's.
March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jacksonville before Jones to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled me heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I got on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening, and I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good. And if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger, our house is very plain, and we never turn a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. She took me to her mama's house and treated me right well. Her hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try to paint her beauty, I'm sure 'twould be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I
I stood by your
friends to try to make you stay. Telling jokes and news, singing songs to pass the night away. Watched the Galway salmon run like silver dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, I saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song of Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched the bowl and played a reel that seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and passed through wild foam that foul Atlantic cast. Living on your western shore, I saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song of Ireland.
Thank you.
train.
It's that bell.
This one in G is.
All who wander are not lost. Deep roots are not.